Lumpy pillows kiss my...
There's an interview with an old crackhead who says he blew Obama.
There's this guy that's introduced to me as Barack Obama. I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke.
Is it your sense that that's who Obama is, just transactional, or that he's bisexual?
I love Tucker's face. I was like...
I thought all you people were gangsters.
Just because of the color of my skin?
No, because all the bad race jokes we make. We would have to be gangsters.
Yeah.
Because... We blow.
Because we killing.
Yeah.
We murdering.
We killing our chances of getting a job or any kind of sponsorship for sure.
I hope that.
I wonder why.
I was a little hot in the cans, dude. Speaking of Pedro, Africa.
I turned them up a little bit for you because they were really low in the cans in the beginning.
And mine?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you touching my headphones?
I just tried them on for sound check, dude.
If I'm in the booth, dude, leaving me alone.
You weren't in the booth, though. You were doing something, dude.
Taking liberties.
All right. Yeah, you're taking a lot of liberties with my headphones. That's not gangster at all.
For somebody that comes in with no topics, I take a lot of liberties, dude.
That's crazy. Touching my headphones.
Yeah, free range for me over here.
I wish you were in the Twin Towers.
Dude, that's not nice, man. That's not nice.
Wish you were a janitor on the 67th floor, dude, cleaning a toilet.
Dude.
You're an asshole.
You are an asshole for saying that. You're straight up prick, dude.
I'm joking.
Sure you are, bud.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably do wish I was dead, huh?
What would that do? How would that benefit me in any way?
Make you smile.
At your death?
Yeah. Let me think about it. Let me
chuckle a little bit.
I'm going to take two and think about it. Depending on how I died, huh? What'd be the funniest way I could die?
I'd probably just drive past your house and see your wife crying when she's doing dishes. For some reason, that would just make me feel good.
They got everything that was coming to them.
What'd be the funniest way for you to die?
Yeah, what do you think?
Irish. High blood pressure.
That's not funny, dude. That's true. In this instance, high blood pressure is not funny.
Okay. Drowning in a little...
A kiddie pool or something?
A divot pool you're trying to fix.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Hitting the like line.
I slip and bump my head and just drown and foot and
that
a half of water.
Sounds like one of Nick's songs.
It does, dude. Coming out soon, too, by the way.
Heck yeah, dude. Maybe you shoot yourself in the face with a potato gun.
Ooh, I hold it backwards because I'm an idiot and I don't know how it works.
The old Irish goodbye.
Yeah, during the potato famish, they do that. Use some of the last potatoes.
This is my family's last potato.
Not only am I killing myself, but I'm starving my family.
Potato guns are sick, though. I never
they
had one.
They are dope, dude.
I wish I had one.
Dude, there's this pumpkin patch that you can go to, and they let you shoot out a potato from a potato gun.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, and they have, like, targets in the background. If you hit a target, you win.
A fuck target. I like that.
What?
Fuck target.
Oh, yeah, Walmart, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking shooting potatoes at target.
All right, dude. And, like, you can get to win prizes and stuff. It's fun.
What can you win?
It's addicting. I think you get, like, a pumpkin to take home or some shit like that. It's a pumpkin patch.
To take home and not use, like, the other prizes that you win on this show? Yeah.
Dude, I don't even know if pregnant ladies are supposed to use sex toys.
Oh my God, dude. You're such
14?
Yeah,
dude?
You're so gay.
Can they use sex toys?
It's recommended, dude. The doctor uses vibrations sex toys on them, dude.
I thought the vibrations or something affected the child.
Other things than vibrations.
Yeah, it affects the growth of the child, dude. For the listeners at home, I'm making a boner reference.
He's not everybody. He's not.
He's definitely
that.
Not. He didn't say child and boner in the same sentence. YouTube. I just want you to know that.
Yeah. That's a thought crime, CJ. You'd be arrested in China right now.
Seriously.
Yeah, I guess
dude.
I did just say that a fetus would get a boner if its mom was masturbating.
Yeah. All of a sudden,
we almost made it to five. I think that might be
all of a sudden
strikeable.
All of a sudden, she has an Audi belly button.
Yeah, what the hell?
What
the hell's going on? Oh, he's horny.
My son's loaded. My son's packing heat.
I can't understand why our watch time is so low, dude.
Talk about a gangster.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. The other one said,
I know what I said.
Don't repeat it.
That's why I can't believe it.
KB Kids. KB Toys.
That's the shit. So
KB Toys, yeah. That's a sex store.
It's a kid store.
Oh.
ED Toys.
Is that what it's called?
Keep
what?
Going.
All right.
Erectile dysfunction.
Well, okay.
All right. We'll put an end to that.
Yeah. It was a dysfunctional erectile conversation.
Yeah.
Sure. That would suck to have ED, though.
It does not suck. It's terrible.
It's terrible. I've been living with it for 5 years.
Yeah, dude. I've had it since I was 25.
Low T ED, dude.
Low T ED.
Call me Low Ted.
I want to re-TD up, dude.
Yeah, you need to TD up, dude.
I want to get full re-TD.
I'm going full R-E-T.
Yeah, dude. I want to go full on the spectrum.
Hell yeah, dude.
I want to get arrested.
Did you guys see that show on Netflix?
For how hard I get. I want to have an offensive boner all the time.
That'd be a great boner, dude.
No, it's kind of terrible. Aware more than a, like, when, right?
Where? Oh, yeah, I mean,
I guess where and when.
I guess any boner where it's not supposed to be is kind public? Of offensive.
Oh, yeah, or when it's sure. not supposed to be.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying, dude.
Yeah.
It's just a very philosophical conversation all of a sudden.
I blew this guy twice.
What's up, Nick?
That's not even how we start the show anymore, dude.
Oh, it's not?
No, what are you doing? It's all CJ. God, Pedro, I can't even figure out what volume my headphones supposed to be. My ears hurt. I think I hurt my ears.
Holy shit, you're bleeding, dude. What the hell's going on?
I feel like I'm bleeding.
That's awesome.
But hey, Peter, nice to see you too.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to leave you hanging like that.
Yeah, what the hell's going
but
on?
But now we start the show!
How do you know? I didn't get the memo. I'm sorry.
You guys are fighting more than Mike Lindell and his deposition lawyer.
What?
Who's that?
The MyPillow guy.
MyPillow guy. He had a really cool video come out this week.
Let me see.
Did he really?
Okay, and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay? But when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? You're an asshole like is what you are.
Defending no,
you're an asshole.
Lumpy pillows.
Ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are. Lumpy pillows, kiss my ass. Put that in your book.
It's a great pillow.
They answer anything, any problem customer that wants to reach Mike Lindell. Those are the ones. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. I want to talk to Mike Lindell. They send them to here and they go, or they call Whoa. About,
they
maybe
squirt?
They didn't get their pillow on time because of the FedEx or whatever. Well, we'll cover him even though it could be somebody else's fault.
Maybe he's back
Nobody
on the meth.
Because it's of a lumpy pillow.
He's only done meth before.
Yeah.
Good
he
one
was
though.
A crack addict.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, wasn't
I'm
he?
Saying
obviously, that. You don't have a My Pillow too.
Obviously.
Oh, damn, burn, dude.
Do you? Otherwise, you'd know they aren't lumpy.
Yeah.
Asshole. Oh, go ahead. No, I'm pissed.
I understand.
Yeah, go. When you're saying what?
Damn. I like how much he likes his product. So
dude, he has got very defensive about his product.
He's passionate about his pillows.
I think that's
I
how
have
you...
my pillow on my bed right now.
Do you really?
I do. I don't
use it. I like that you just did that with it. That was
like that.
Cool.
Well, my room's over there.
Yo, Loki, he's got the Hitler look going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
My pillow.
My Führer.
This is my pillow.
My pillow.
My pillow.
It's not lumpy at all. It is a little lumpy. I don't
is
sleep
it really?
Anymore. My fiance gets my hand-me-downs. So
it?
I got a nicer cat. I think it's called Casper. Nice pillow.
Is it?
I'm
is
not
it,
using the my pillow anymore.
The more you use it, the lumpier it gets. Is that what it is?
It might be, yeah.
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 You talking about the pillow or the wife?
Hey.
Hey, man. That's not cool.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That is not cool, CJ.
Yeah.
Okay, babe.
Yeah, he got super defensive. He got angry, dude. He's super passionate.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
His voice is so funny.
It is. Yeah. He's got a good dictator voice.
He's a big guy.
Like, I wish, like, Subway and these companies that got, like, when people were like, you have yoga mat in your bread. Instead of like being okay, we'll fix it and kind of like cuck out to the customer. I wish they're just like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Our bread is the shit. Italian herbs and cheese, have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Make your own bread.
With a
I want a replacement.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. With a pinch of Lululemon yoga mat in there.
It's like, who cares? Yeah. It's a better response to a product, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have less return, like turnover or
yeah.
whatever.
Well, what he's saying is that he gets the product, like he. 100%, like that's customer service is top notch, 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what
my pillow,
mine pillow.
Also on crack.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah, ex crack.
Wow, the similarities. What's the stance on Jews?
Yeah, please, can we?
You're an ass.
Eww.
So fuck all you faggots.
Whoa.
9 minutes in, CJ?
I know. I pulled early, dude. I pulled the trigger early on the F.
And with the kid bees. God, talk about the boner
you
police.
You did something your dad tried to do.
What's that?
Pull out early, dude.
Oh, dude. Come on. That's a bummer.
Keep it good.
Sorry. All right. What's up, Nick?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, babies.
How are we doing?
I never say hey, Peter.
You never say that. What the hell's going on?
Who do you think you are?
I blew this guy twice.
Oh, yeah.
I've never blown a guy.
Okay.
Nobody believes you.
Not with your nose being pierced at 38 years old.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am Nick, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm just grateful to be here.
Dude, you can't steal my intro. What the hell's going on?
With everyone around me, good friends, good company, good drinks, you know. Yeah, I mean, just grateful to be here. The Edison's playing Time Out Lounge this Saturday.
Nice.
What's it called?
Time Out Lounge.
What time?
Nice.
CJ needs to get a time out too, by the way, but to my right.
I'm Pedro, folks, and... I'm also grateful to be here, dude. I was having a good, you know what it was, dude? Towards the end of the day, midday. All right, I already have a banana in my pants, dude. I don't need another one.
You did.
All right.
And so fuck all you faggots.
Midday, dude, I was working on this job and it just wiped me out. I think I sweated? How do you say that?
In English or
wet back?
Yeah, I legit look like a wetback, dude.
You need to stop taking naps before this thing, dude.
It's coming in hot, dude.
I was trying to just finish Pedro's sentence. I thought that's what he was going to say.
I came in here a little low energy, and this picks me up every time, dude. So I'm grateful for you two faggots.
Wow.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I pulled a Dave Smith on you. You see what I did there? Every punchline.
Oh, you're right. That is funny.
Hey, I didn't make a joke.
Wait, hold on. That's hilarious.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Yeah, well.
And to my
right.
To mine right. What's up, everybody? I may or may not.
Mine right.
I don't know if I want to say who I am at this point.
To the far right.
Yeah, to the far right.
Ironically, the furthest left on the screen. So
it's stage far right.
It's how people perceive you.
And from stage far right.
Hey, what's up? I'm CJ. Follow me on social media at CJ Talks Funny. I've been doing a brand new joke a day for several weeks now.
Yeah.
So. Follow me. They're not always funny, but, you know, they can't all be zingers. Which is a great way to advertise yourself. Follow me. I swear I might not be funny, dude.
You need to believe in yourself like fucking Mike over here.
Yeah, dude.
That's
lumpy ass jokes.
Dude, so as we covered a couple of weeks ago, Obama is a gay guy.
Yes. I'm glad he finally came out.
Yes, we can. Guys, yes, we can
marry the same sex. Yes, we can bomb,
do crack drones. Cocaine. Yeah.
He never did crack, dude, did he?
We'll find out this week on Tucker on X.
Whoa,
not a sponsor, but
is that, be. That is his show.
Yeah, he interviewed this guy.
He just takes ecstasy before every interview. Tucker on X, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, this happened like right after last week's episode too. I think.
Oh, did it really?
Like either the day of or the day after. So
I think
it's
it was the day of.
Several days already that people have known. There's an interview with an old crackhead who says he blew Obama.
What?
Twice.
Yeah.
And, twice?
And isn't that like, don't you think you would have heard about that? Isn't it kind of crazy? This is the first time you're hearing about it?
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit, dude.
Whoa.
Like, they're treating it the same way they treated aliens and UFOs. They're like, I'll believe it when I see it.
Is there a video?
Show me the video.
Roll the clip.
Yeah.
And are you more disgusted by gay acts or by aliens? What's more disturbing to you, honestly?
To be honest?
To be honest?
Gay acts.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's slightly more disturbing.
I blew this guy twice.
Is that what that drops from?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's either him or Towley from South Park.
You're a towel.
The guy who voiced Towley blew Obama in the twice. 80s or whatever.
Oh, I love that show.
It's pretty crazy. Here, we have some clips from the premiere ad or whatever they do. don't know if it's even called an ad now on X or whatever that old Twitter.
You're just a guy who's in town. You're just a guy who's in town for the night, and it sounds like you're looking to party.
Yeah. Pulled up in a bar. Yeah, that's me. Outside, and there's this guy that's introduced to me as Barack Obama. I had given Barack $250 to pay for Coke. I start putting a line on a CD tray to snort, and
so it was next in the 90s.
Thing I know, he's got a little pipe, and he's smoking.
Ooh, whoa. He doesn't got a big piece.
Yo.
He's got a little pipe. That's interesting. I didn't thought it would be
but
hung.
It's smoking.
But he's smoking.
Yeah. Yeah, damn.
He was about to do a line and homie's smoking it.
$250 is a lot of
cocaine.
Yeah, back in those days.
Oh,
yeah,
you'd get a duffel bag.
You're busting it up on a CD tray.
Yeah, that's a shitload. That's crazy.
That's a good surface to bust cocaine out there.
Oh, yeah.
CD tray. It was a good line. Yeah,
now kids are using the back of their iPhones and shit.
Those are great, too. iPads are great.
Well, have you seen the new phone cases? They have, like, three grooves in the back. You can just dump it and just scrape it all off, and it's three grooves.
Good one.
No, it's true. It's not even a joke.
I hate you.
Okay.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What the hell?
I retract what I just said. That's sick.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Because people are out there getting high and having homosexual sex.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Let me put it that way.
How dare you, dude? Abominations. Abominations, dude. That's an abomination. I'm okay. Thank you.
Is there any more?
No, thank you.
Be blowing your mouth.
Is there more to that interview? Like, what?
Can I baby bird the smoke into your mouth?
Sure.
Never mind.
So I just started rubbing my hand along his thigh to see where it was going, and it went the direction I had intended it to go.
Ooh, what a dirty little
Tower 7.
You did cocaine with him, watched him smoke crack twice. You had no idea who he was.
I had no idea who he was.
You just asked the obvious question, what was Obama like on crack?
Have you seen him as a president? About the same.
Hot.
Hot.
Probably hot. Is that guy going to go missing soon, do we think?
I mean, it's 100% being truthful.
His teeth have gone missing already.
Yeah. I believe him more than any politician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. That's crackhead. I mean,
this literally is every politician.
He's smarter.
They're all this guy. He just happened to not you know, make it in that world.
Yeah,
you know
his brain is obviously, honestly, kind of more put together.
Yeah.
Politicians
seriously.
Are gay crackheads. That's what I'm trying to say.
They wish they were.
Every single one of them. Ex crackheads.
Oh, for Twitter?
Yeah, for Twitter.
Used to be Twitter crackheads.
That'd be crazy, dude. Didn't even know who he was. Was he somebody at the time? Wasn't he like a congressman or some shit like that?
In Chicago, yeah.
In the 90s?
Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's why he ended Chicago gang violence.
Oh, did he?
Him alone.
Gang violence. Him alone.
Yeah, there's no more gang violence in Chicago.
He solved it. It's actually safer than it's ever been.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You did a good job.
Because it's not that fucking safe, dude.
Then Larry Lightfoot really messed it up.
She brought back gang violence.
Yeah, she went gangster on that shit, dude.
I think this gay crackhead's name is Larry something.
Is it your sense that that's who Obama is? Just transactional? Or that he's bisexual? Or like, what is this?
It definitely wasn't Barack's first time. And I would almost be willing to bet.
I love Tucker's face.
Obama.
I was like...
Comes out that he's smoking crack and having sex with dudes. That seems like a story.
Well, seems like
it
a party,
be a story,
dude.
If the media really cared about telling people the truth.
Tucker's like, he's
like,
right.
This is fucking gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's like, just keep your fucking face straight. This is gonna get a billion views.
You are everything I go against, but. Continue.
He is like 12 years late on the whole Obama thing, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, why are you blowing up Obama's spot so much?
Yeah. He's like, so mad he's gay now.
Yeah.
He's like, all these years, I hated him for so many reasons, and I could have attacked him
he's
for
trying
being
to get
gay.
Some money, dude.
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Obama deserves a chance to defend himself, though, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, if only he could call in or we could call him or something.
Do you think we can call Obama? Didn't you just get his number at that gay bar you were at?
All right, I'll try and call Obama.
Just hearing an Obama.
I hope he answers.
Over or under one crack rock, is he actually gay?
I don't know.
Okay, good answer.
Under.
Hello?
Mr.
Hello,
President?
Is this Barack
Hello?
Obama?
Yes.
Nick, go ahead.
We got Obama on the phone. So we just saw a really good article, or actually a video on Tucker Carlson X. about a crackhead who says he smoked crack with you and you guys made sweet passionate love.
In the 90s, right?
In the 90s. And he said you were experienced, so you've done this many times before.
It wasn't your first time, Mr. President?
He said,
I blew this guy twice.
That's his words.
Well, first off, I want to say hello to all the American people out there. Always a pleasure to speak to a potent fan base.
Is this Tiger Woods?
You just win the
Tiger Woods, we know you fucked a black guy.
Whoa, first off.
Sorry, Mr. President. It's a comedy podcast.
Forgive us, Mr. President.
We want to give you your opportunity, sir, to respond to these allegations.
Michelle, can you keep it down? I'm trying to have a conversation. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Black men are always trying to control their wives.
King Crescent.
Even when they're men.
Yes, King Crescent. So, I've heard about these allegations, and I will tell you there is absolutely no truth to them.
No truth to them.
Whoa. So you're calling the
not even a little?
You're calling the crackhead toothless guy a liar?
Is that what you're doing? You're calling this toothless crackhead
you're saying
a liar?
Larry the crackhead is a liar?
You're saying Larry the crackhead met a tall, skinny black guy and smoked crack and blew him.
And then
Barack
20
Obama?
Years later, he thought it was Obama. It was you. He thought it was you, sir. One big mistake.
In the 90s, I'll tell you right now, I was in Hawaii. All right? That's where my birth certificate's from.
But you weren't born in the 90s, sir. I thought you traveled and you were worldly.
Also, Hawaii, pretty gay.
I have been to the Middle East a couple times. Okay. But I do not know this Larry character.
He said he gave you $250 to buy.
This may help. Picture cocaine. Him with teeth.
In the 90s. Maybe he had teeth.
Oh, that Larry.
He said you let him fly a drone into a wedding in Afghanistan. I don't know.
Yeah, this is just allegations.
You guys got high on crack and just flew drones around.
So you know Larry, Mr. President. President Barack Obama has just admitted that he knows Larry from Tucker X.
Mm.
Yeah, Larry the cable guy. Know him too. You know, he's pretty good fellas. They know.
Did he
party.
Blow you as well, sir?
Jeez Louise. He didn't have any teeth either.
Nope. He just told me to get her done.
Okay. All right, Mr. President, you're blowing this whole thing off. We don't know who to believe.
We've
got
breaking ground that the president admits he knows Larry.
It's true.
Yep, Larry's a good guy. Not the greatest smile.
Fucking Larry, dude. He didn't have teeth back then either.
If I can recall, I think he had just a couple.
It sounds like they were on their way out.
Yeah,
a couple of them are loose. I will tell you that.
Especially after you were done with them, right?
Hey. All right, you dirty dog, Mr. President.
What can you...
Just want a big shout out to all you guys at the podcast and to all the American people.
Thank you, Mr. President Barack Obama,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. President's a fan.
Oh, you're most certainly welcome.
We appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man running the country behind Joe Biden with your puppet strings in your hands.
We all know Joe's not doing a good job, all right? So,
all righty.
All right, Mr. President, thank you again.
You all have a great night. God bless America.
Godspeed. 4 more years.
God bless America. 4 more years, yeah, controlling Joe Biden. Wow.
I can't believe we got him on the line.
Barack Obama called into the podcast. Dude.
And then you guys wanted to get off the line with him so quickly. Yeah. Obama on the phone. You're like, 2 minutes? That's enough for our podcast. Let's get back.
I know. We just got the scoop.
Pedro, can we go back to kid boners now? Come on, Pedro.
Sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't know when we were supposed to pull the trigger on that, man.
Hey, Gwyneth Paltrow, goodbye. I mean, come on, dude.
Hey, how are you, Gwyneth?
Hey, the breaking news of the century that we just got. We appreciate that. See ya.
See you later.
Next caller. Next caller.
When are we gonna get our big break?
I'm sorry, dude. All right, didn't read the room well.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
Hold on. Do we have? We may have another caller into the podcast right now.
Hello, this is Brock.
Oh, sorry, Barack. Barack's back.
Well, well, speaking of Barack,
don't you have something to do right
we
now?
We meant to hang up on your ass. We have somebody better on the line. You guys, I present to you, hold on, let me switch over really quick. The real president of the United States of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Are you there, sir?
Oh, he was on the line?
We had him on hold.
Hello? Hello, are you guys there?
Hi, Mr. Trump. Is this Trump?
Yes, this is Donald Sterling Trump.
Thank you so much, sir, for everything that you do for this country, first of all. We want you to know we're big fans.
Hey, listen, big fan of the podcast. What you guys are doing is tremendous. Just great.
Did
just
you
great.
Hear us hang up on Barack just now?
He sucks.
Yes, you should have hung up on him the second that you called him the first time. I'm going to tell you why. Because... Exactly. There's no place for homosexuality in the White House.
Yeah, have you ever seen pussy before? Why are you going to go sucking slongs on crack?
Oh, dude, maybe they like
he
it.
Get it.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Hey, you know what? Biden, all of them, Hillary, all of them are Democrats. They're all a bunch of cocksuckers.
Jeez Louise. Mr. President, are you allowed to use those words?
Oh, he's
listen,
going all out this
I'm
season.
No longer the president. I can do what I want. I can be indicted, and I'm still not in jail.
What are you up to, Mr. President?
How was your stay in jail, sir?
First off, it was quite pleasant, you know. First off, because I own it. Not only that one, but a bunch of fabulous ones located everywhere. Just great amenities.
Mm. I didn't know you owned the jails as well, sir.
I own almost everything. Have you seen my tax reports?
No, never.
I don't think anybody
has. I'm telling you. Just the greatest tax reports you've ever seen.
Well, if you say so, I'll believe you without question, sir.
Me too. I believe you.
Oh, just like everyone does. That's right. Because indeed. I'm nothing but the most honest man. Everyone knows.
I keep saying that to my Facebook friends.
They keep kicking me out of Facebook groups.
Facebook friends are great. You know who's one of my Facebook friends?
Who's that?
Mr. Pello.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy.
Is that his name, sir? I thought his name was Mike Lindell.
No, his name is Mike Lindell, but I call him Mr. Pello.
You are very good at nicknames.
True. He's a solid
exactly.
nickname.
I mean, look at Barackio Cocksucker over there, right? You know, like smoking crack.
Yeah, my God. Is that trending? I've never heard that.
Trump belongs on this podcast. He does have a potty mouth. Thank you, sir.
It's locker room talk with you, right, sir?
I'm sorry. What was that, fellas? I couldn't hear you. I was too busy listening to Melania tell me how great I am.
I'm sure that's what she's saying.
This is a locker room talk podcast, sir, so we aren't going to put you on blast.
So take your dick out.
Oh, first off, if anybody's putting anybody on blast, once I'm back in office, Putin, the entire communist country of Russia is all going to get put on blast with nukes.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Those are some serious allegations, Mr. Trump.
Why yeah, Russia, dude. Not Ukraine?
And remember, people, it was Donald Trump who said this.
Yeah. We have no control over what the ex-president used to say. Yeah.
But much like Russia, YouTube. We hate the gays.
Listen, I'm the 45th president, all right? It's the best number out of all the numbers, okay? I'm just going to be honest.
It's the highest.
4 + 5 = 9, so...
Hey, Joe Biden doesn't even know what the number 46 is, okay? The last time Joe Biden knew what the number 46 was 2 years after he was born.
Wow. Burned him, Mr. President.
You got him.
You got him. Zinged his ass.
You outmathed him. You outmathed Joe Biden.
You outmathed Joe Biden.
I have a toddler that I think could do that right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Phenomenal. Toddlers are great. Little eyes, tiny little legs. They can't walk. They're hilarious. They remind me of drunk people.
Their hands are about the same size as yours, Mr. President. Isn't that right?
No, whoa, I've got the biggest hands. The largest hands.
He has normal hands. It's blown up proportion.
Oh.
He also has a huge dick. That's what Stormy Daniels says.
Is that true,
big
sir,
old
or did she lie to American people?
Listen, me and Stormy, we had a great time. Good times. Lots of alcohol. Good times. That's all I can really say about it, okay? You know, because I don't kiss and tell.
You don't drink.
But I will tell you this. Obama definitely sucked that crackhead cock.
Oh, he believes me, Obama, sir. Dude.
Damn. Well, Donald Trump, it was a pleasure.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, especially when you're speaking with me.
Thank you, sir, for gracing this podcast with your presence and for really nailing that
presidency.
Yeah.
Oh, you're most certainly welcome. All right. And I thank you.
Most people do it for eight years, but you did it.
J-Tron.
You did it in 4 years. It's pretty amazing.
Heck yeah,
it was pretty amazing that he did. Thanks, Mr. Trump. We'll see you next time.
We love
oil workers are the backbone of this country.
We worship you, sir.
God bless you.
Jeez Louise.
Wow, two presidents on the
I can't believe they're
episode.
Both fans of the podcast.
That's insane.
That is pretty wild, man.
So we are doing things out here, man.
We're talking to people, dude.
Dude, this is going to be the biggest podcast of the century.
We had Barack and Donald Trump.
Yeah. Do you believe him about Stormy Daniels?
That Stormy Daniels has a huge
cock.
Schlong. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her.
I know he's got the trunk, dude.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, dude. He had a good run.
Yeah. That was a great Jimmy Buffett song.
It was in Trek.
That's a big movie. That was a big flick.
About a big man. Did you know that
Chris Farley was supposed to do
each other's sentences? Oh, okay.
Do what? Shark's voice?
Yeah.
Or be in Smash Mouth?
Yeah, he like.
Chris Farley.
One would have led to the other, dude.
Definitely. Somebody once told me.
He would have been a great lead singer of Smash Mouth.
He would have been a great. He's an entertainer.
Yeah. He was the original voice of Shrek.
Yeah, but then he died.
And there was like.
Smack Mouth.
No, yeah. I think it was. Was that a fat joke?
It was a drug joke.
Oh. Smack.
Nobody really knows for sure.
Whatever, guys.
I guess it could work for both. He was fat and addicted to drugs, wasn't he?
Sure. Oh, I don't know. That would have been amazing. If he was in Shrek? Seen Shrek, but I'm sure it would be good.
They had like... I think it was like 3/4 recorded, if not most of it.
Yeah, they had most of it recorded, and then he died like an asshole.
Really? Interesting.
So they had to re-record it with...
Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Which I think...
Basically a second funniest person on Earth next to Chris Farley. He goes, Chris Farley, Mike Myers.
Big, huge gap there.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper is hilarious,
Third
dude.
Funniest yeah. person I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, maybe.
That I know of. That's crazy, though.
That's like a,
I think Mike Myers was a real conversation stopper.
That's like
I think Mike Myers did a good job, though. I guess we don't know.
I think we've gone too far.
All right, dude. I'm just trying to talk more about it. Fine, if you don't want to have a real conversation, dude. We're talking fucking Shrek here.
Hey, Shrek.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Shrek, there's the donkey, dude. Yeah, all right.
Seriously, yeah. What the hell's going on?
Don't call me a goddamn Democrat.
Sorry.
Not after we just spoke to our president and future king.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well,
you're really adamant about Trump, huh? Man.
We all are, dude.
Yeah, we all are. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
You know what?
I think I'm going to the left a little.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm becoming more sensitive. My eyes are opening, dude.
Get that
fuck out.
I would say they're closing
if you are going to the left.
True. Maybe I'm just going to sleep.
Yeah, you're going to sleep, dude. Turn into the sheep.
Taking a nap, dude. Maybe I'm taking a little nap. I'll come back.
You turn into the fucking sheep.
That's a goat.
What is that?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny to make a different sound in an animal. Call somebody an animal, make a different sound.
Come on. Did you really?
Comedy, dude. Right? Comedy. I was like, don't you get comedy?
Did you just swing and miss so hard that you're like,
I thought it was a funny idea, dude. Yeah. Write it down. You can use it. Stage. Use it you're tonight. Welcome.
Hey, you animal.
You're real dog. Why are you being such a fucking dog right now?
You fucking little doggy. What the hell?
That wasn't a good one.
Wow, no, that was actually good. That was nice.
That was a South African.
I can tell the difference. I can usually do good. That was a South African. Yeah, yeah. Smaller penis.
Yeah, they're not as big in general. I would just say that.
Yeah. Elephants, what an animal.
Majestic.
Was also supposed to be played by Chris Farley.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we could talk about all kinds of stuff.
Dude, I mean,
we could talk about David.
We definitely could.
Danny Masterson. This one is interesting because I grew up watching that 70s show.
Wait, oh, the dude that raped?
Don't like support him right now.
Yeah, I don't totally support him. I still like his work as an actor.
You can separate art from artists.
Yes. I mean, I still listen to Michael Jackson with my daughter. Frequently. I'm like, if you could meet this fucking guy, I listen you'd be to having it. Sleepovers.
You listen to Michael Jackson at her.
Aggressively.
You inflict Michael Jackson on her.
Oh, Eddie, yeah. Are you okay?
But no, I think it's, I mean, now you got 30 years for raping. I think it's like two accusers. Was it three accusers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but it's what's funny is like one of my favorite stoner comedy of all time is a smiley face, and he was in it. He was Anna Faris's roommate in it. And she referred to him as a skull fucker the whole time. And she was afraid of him and like what he did behind closed doors.
Oh, geez.
Which is just funny when like like Chris D'Elia or whatever play. Like, yeah. And I feel like that happens often.
For sure.
Like people play this weird.
The House of Cards dude.
Pervert or something. Yeah.
What's his name?
He was just exonerated.
Faggot McGaggot.
So fuck all you faggots.
Kevin Jesus, Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, yeah.
Oh, right. I was thinking the other guy.
I seriously Kevin Spacey'd on that, dude. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, 30 years.
30 years.
30 years for three.
For two ladies?
Yeah.
And you find three. That unjust?
10 years for each chick because they're all 10s. Oh.
You can run, but you can't hide.
I nailed that, dude.
Dude,
Bill Cosby went to jail for 3 years and he fucked 57 people.
It's a different it's a different time, dude.
That was the 70s. It was hardly rape back then.
Is that why?
Huh?
Is that why?
Yeah, absolutely sure.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, dude.
Let's get the president. Maybe the president knows. Can we get him back on the line?
Bill Cosby.
Can we get Bill Cosby on the line?
I mean, that is kind of crazy. I don't know why they let Bill Cosby out. I think it was just because he can't see and he's like starting to lose his mind.
He couldn't rape anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you're officially like, not rape. You can't rape anybody anymore.
He's like an old dog. He has one eye.
Yeah.
Like, he's limping. It's
right,
like,
Billy.
He's fucking the couch in the retirement home.
Yeah, it's always plodding, but it's just
don't forget the pudding.
It's too frail to be able to carry out its dastardly.
Well, even that goes plans. Back, dude, because there's a clip of an episode of the Bill Cosby
special
show,
barbecue sauce.
The special barbecue sauce. And he like makes his. They're having a barbecue, and then everybody after they're done eating, they're like kissing and hugging on each other. Yeah. He goes, "You ever notice? After each one of my barbecues, everybody gets all lovey-dovey."
Yeah.
You know, and that was even portrayed back
it was
in
like
an episode.
It was barbecue sauce, and there was a kid trying to eat it, and the joke was Bill Cosby runs over and just yanks it out of the kid's hand just in time.
I always thought that was how all black barbecues ended. I guess I've never been invited.
I wonder why, dude.
Strange.
It's strange,
that
yeah.
happens to you.
It is strange.
Yeah. But he, like you were saying, like he was they called him Skullfucker and shit like that, and how that
yeah,
it's kind of like a foreshadowing, right? In a sense,
a foreskinning,
a foreskin shadowing.
Yeah, pulling back the layers of reality.
Oh yeah, to reveal no, the ugly truth below.
Is it gross,
dude?
Man?
The ugly truth is like a pretty badass wrestler name for your dick.
The ugly truth,
yeah.
Well, would you have a wrestling name for your dick?
Maybe that's you the first.
And now entering the bedroom. Ugly dick.
The ugly truth.
Body slam.
Oh man, that does sound kind of fun.
Tombstone pile driver.
I'm not gonna lie.
Have it all dressed up and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'd have a little bandana on, like Hulk Hogan on my penis head.
Yeah.
It's a wrestling ring with a hole cut in the middle. You're just wearing over
googly
your
eyes
dog.
On it.
You smash glass and then just pour beer on your dick, dude. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Shriveled Austin.
Yo. Yo, but low-key, that was the best fucking intro. Like, if somebody...
That was
it was fucking
that's
badass, dude.
CJ's dad into the room every day.
Maybe that's why you liked it so much.
He forgot his key, dude. Yeah.
God damn it, I forgot my key. Smash! Two beers.
That was crazy, dude. What a maniac, dude.
Yeah.
And then also, have you seen the video of the... He's a little boy with Down syndrome, and he's a big fan of wrestling. And he gets into
all of them, every single one of them. Mr. Kuhn Downsard doesn't love wrestling.
You're right, dude. I'm such an idiot.
30 rows of every wrestling match are filled with Down syndrome.
If you ask, you don't?
It's the only time
they really captured that market.
It's the only time they don't take the short bus. They have to get the bigger bus to take them to the wrestling matches.
Because there's so many of them.
So many of them.
Oh, man. Why would you say those kinds of things, dude?
I just speak the
retards
truth, man.
Love wrestling, dude.
Yeah, it's a
where
fact.
Where's the falsity?
Yeah.
Point out the harmful part.
They literally share the same strength and anger as wrestlers when they enter a room. They're smashing and breaking things. They're yelling and announcing their name.
Damn it, I should have brought my glasses.
PB&J! Mom!
They're the happiest people, though, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Have you seen a down?
That's
down
such an ableist thing to say, dude.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're the happiest.
It's the truth. Sometimes I wish I was, dude.
You are.
More.
More.
I wish I had more of that.
No, that's not true, man.
Yeah, dude. So maybe don't say it.
Yeah, don't
well,
say
half
it.
The shit we say on here isn't true.
I never said that.
Point out one one thing that we did today that wasn't true.
What are you talking about?
We spoke to both former presidents before Joe.
And they're both fans of us, so what does that say to you?
That gay crackheads and right-wing extremists love us?
Well, I'll say I'm fans of one of their foreign policies. I won't say which one.
I'm leaving that one up to you.
They have the same foreign policy. No blacks.
¿Quién crees que eres?
You guys are something else today, man. What's going on with you two?
He came in raging hot.
He did come
and
in
and then it
hot.
Wore off of me, dude. He slowly turned me on. I wanted to edgelord him. I wanted to go closer to the edge. I wanted to just fall off completely.
One step closer to the edge. And he's about to kill himself.
Jesus Christ, dude. You guys just had a suicidal thought moment, dude.
We shared a suicidal thought, dude.
Yeah. Damn.
I think that's what break is, isn't it? In the song. So when is I'm about to break?
Sure, yeah. It's sure, open man. To interpretation.
Yeah. The music's pretty deep. Shut up!
Shut up!
Dude, when I heard that shit in seventh grade, I was like, God damn, that's hard.
That slapped, dude.
I'm like, yeah, I want to tell someone to shut up like that when I'm talking to you. Yeah, it is like little kid rage.
That slapped in seventh. It is, huh?
It's wrestler rage.
It's wrestler rage.
The wrestling fan rage.
Oh, the wrestlers?
Yeah, the wrestlers.
The wrestlers. Wrestler rage.
The wrestlers. The wrestlers also love Linkin Park. The wrestlers. The wrestlers fan club loves wrestling, loves Linkin Park.
Yeah, dude.
A whole bunch of wrestlers out here, dude.
Oh, man. He's out there looking like a wrestler.
Oh, the wrestler bust, dude.
They also dress the same. If you let them dress themselves. Look,
dude, wrestlers do dress in a unitard.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, are you a
unitard?
Is it ironic they both start with
they both end with tard?
Oh, all right. That was an
sudden disappointment of Pedro.
Immediate.
Go watch wrestling, buddy. Wrestling matches on.
I am good. I'm so high right now.
I'm so high.
You guys are silly, dude.
Danny Masterson's fucking rape conviction.
Damn, but yeah, 30 years in jail.
Fumbled that. Yeah, that is crazy.
I was thinking about that this morning, just like how long it is in jail. I'm like, damn, my daughter would be 30. I'd be fucking 65.
That's insane.
Yeah, dude.
And then it's crazy, but it's also like, it's one thing to go to jail.
I have a friend for 20, in prison 30 years who or whatever. Get out in his 60s.
Really? Yeah. You got good friends, dude. I'm glad that me and Pedro are your friends, too. But like,
you're an asshole.
That's crazy, but it's also crazy for him, like, as an actor. And like a huge TV show. That summer show was so popular.
Yeah.
And then he had a couple other, like, small roles or whatever. But it's crazy to have, like, damn, to reach that level and then just be like, fuck it all off.
Dude, he was late to the Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah. He was still raping in the Me Too.
Yeah, moment. True.
He's like, they'll never catch me. Bah!
Damn.
Yeah.
Was he aggressive?
Yeah, I think he raped somebody so violently they vomited.
I mean, I
think your wife aggressive? Does, your wife does that too. Was he aggressive? Oh, the guy who just got 30 years for rape?
Yeah, true.
What?
I don't know.
What's
there's
the question.
So is that
not every rape's aggressive, dude?
Yeah, someone's loving.
There's loving. There's love rape out there, dude.
They have Bill Cosby's barbecue sauce. It's like, oh, she wants this.
Well, yeah, that's not aggressive at all. Drugging a woman and raping her
on accident. It was his barbecue sauce.
He didn't know the barbecue sauce was that potent.
Yeah, he knew it was good. He knew it was that good. When a white woman drank.
I'm saying that example, there's not a non-aggressive rape, Pedro.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Fucking wrestler.
Pedro's like, it's called an NAR, dude. You never heard of an NAR?
You never heard of a girl too hard with an erect penis? Yeah, well. Yeah, he was aggressive.
30
Pedro.
Years, believe it or not,
he
time.
Was aggressive.
Because my daughter would be fucking. Yeah, now that you fucking mentioned that.
My daughter would be fucking.
No, like I'm thinking about the age, dude.
Yeah, well, think about what you say instead of the age.
I was going to say like fucking 35, dude.
You were, but that's not what you said, dog.
Okay.
I mean, by that point.
By that time, I hope she is. Like, yeah, you know, like,
for sure.
What the hell?
What, you're a wrestling fan?
Why are you looking forward to that, dude? You've been in prison for so long, you're like, that's just your mentality. You're like, how old is your daughter? He's like, I don't
know. My daughter's fucking circle.
She be fucking.
A countdown in prison is so depressing. X-ing off calendar.
You just turn around and you're like, she be fucking, boys.
That was definitely my most depressed that I was like, doing that.
You guys are disgusting, dude.
That's such a crazy thing to be talking about. It really is.
Oh, holy man. Shit. That goes out to all the wrestling fans.
Yeah, dude.
We need some wrestling fans on our side.
Dude, we really
do. I would
do.
Love for them to call in.
They do have some drawing power.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty good at drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they good at drawing?
Sometimes, dude.
But they always come on in. They end up coming or spitting up on it. It's going to be two of the same, right, boys?
Give him that banana back, dude.
It's on his penis,
yeah,
dude.
Grab it, dude. No. Grab my banana, bro. That's how my wife touches it.
You guys are a couple of wrestlers, dude.
Kind of inspects it first.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Yeah.
No cheese under the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, she has to peel it and make sure the top's not too soft.
Yeah, it's a little brown for sure. Like that banana.
It's a little brown banana. Little brown banana. It's a little brown banana. And it's Pedro's penis.
Popping out his penis in the bedroom. He's got a little tiny penis, I bet you.
Little tiny penis
in the bedroom.
It's a little tiny penis in the bedroom.
Damn, dude, what a hit. What a fucking classic.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Damn. He was supposed to sing that song with Chris Farley. It was a feature.
Little Brown Banana by Jimmy Buffett and Chris Farley. Featuring Smash Mouth. It's going to be a super group.
What a headline, dude. Oh, that audience is full of wrestlers for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of non-aggressive rape happening out there, dude.
One guy that's out there is the Proud Boy guy. That's sad. He wouldn't be able to make it.
Who's that?
He'll be sharing a room with Danny Masterson.
Yeah. Yeah.
How violent? How violent does a rapist masturbate?
I don't even know which button to hit for that one, dude.
And so fuck all you guys.
That is a good question,
dude. That's
what
dude. I'm saying, right? Because I was just
is
thinking.
It?
Yeah, I was like, you're going to share a cell with Danny Masterson, a rapist. He needs to be violent to come. Yeah. So how hard is he stroking it?
Yeah,
when it's your bottom or top bunk?
He's probably death gripping.
Like, are you making a shiv up there? He's like, no, he's trying to come.
Shut up.
No, I'm about to come. Yeah.
Don't
Shut
say
up,
anything.
Shut up! Shut up when I'm trying to come. Shut up!
That's the actual. That's the real song right there, dude.
Stinking Park, dude.
Hell yeah.
That stinks.
Glad he's dead.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Chester the molester. Ironic. Ironic? No, I think not, dude.
He was trying to uncover the truth.
He was trying to catch the molesters.
Yeah. He's smoking crack and having sex with dudes.
I don't think he was doing
that. But everybody's trying to uncover the pedophilia ring ends up killing himself. So who's the real pussy?
True. He's like, I've seen too much. Can't handle it, dude.
Yeah, that, I mean, it is, I mean, I've like seen Ashton Kutcher.
They all become friends with Hillary Clinton, and then all of a sudden they've killed themselves.
Mm. Flying too close to the sun.
Yeah. Moth to the light. That's tough.
That is tough. What were we talking about?
The Proud Boy.
Oh, yeah. He's
no, we were talking about how violently does a rapist have to jerk off to be able to come?
He has to rape himself.
Yeah.
Exactly. He literally does.
He has to drug himself.
Yeah.
Are you sharing a cell with homie?
No, I don't know. I just know he got locked up too. I'm just.
What did he get locked up for?
I don't know. Probably being in the Proud Boys that have done things like the worst things ever happened to our country. January 6th, storming the Capitol. One of the worst things that happened on our ground.
That was all.
That was the day democracy almost died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi almost got in trouble.
Somebody shit in her desk, dude.
Yeah, it's nasty, dude. A guy with bullhorns and a fucking a Down syndrome.
It's like when a wrestler with bullhorns
got in there, and then all these other people were taking pictures. It was crazy. One of the worst things that ever happened.
Yeah, dude. Her desk's full of shit. It was like when the British burned down the White House, dude.
Mm.
It was the worst thing, but also still got 8 years less in raping through. They raped our democracy. Danny Masterson raped women.
One of them was named Democracy.
And that's why he got caught. That was his fatal mistake.
That's what it was.
Former Proud Boys leader says prosecutors pushed him to implicate Trump, from the Washington Post.
Oh, that's what it was. Gotcha.
After being sentenced to 22 years for seditious conspiracy, Tarrio, the Proud Boy leader guy, Enrique Tarrio, tells the Post he met with the government shortly before trial. I can't read. Tarrio tells the Post he met with government shortly before trial, but that no deal was cut. Before he went on trial on charges of seditious conspiracy and other counts related to the January 6th Capitol riot / Holocaust, Henry Enrique Tarrio was open to cutting a deal with prosecutors. The leader of the far-right Proud Boys had been through the federal crime system before for selling stolen medical supplies in Florida. Why does this shit always happen in Florida? So crazy. Well, this just turned into another Florida story.
Well, I mean, he's Cuban. Florida's only is like, it's just front yard.
It's almost like he's home. Yeah.
I mean, almost every story we tell on this podcast is from Florida. Yeah. And it's always like a crackhead who killed
his family
son.
Like 80 miles from here.
And now this just looped back around into a Florida story. That's
another
crazy.
Florida story, man. Wow.
Let me see if gotta I can
love
jump ahead.
Gotta love Florida for that. Given the rest of the United States entertainment.
I love it.
So let's see. I was looking and seeking what the plea offer would look like, right? They didn't want to give me a number. I need a number. To me, the most important thing is when I get home to
my
family.
It's over 18.
Continue.
Instead, Tarrio said the prosecutors asked him what role President Donald Trump, who you just heard on this podcast, played in getting the Proud Boys to attack the Capitol. He said the prosecutors, accompanied by FBI agents in the Miami jail where Tarrio was being held at the time, showed him messages that he exchanged with a second person, who in turn was connected to a third person. What the fuck is this sentence?
Jesus, that's crazy.
So they're basically just trying to give him a plea bargain for saying that Donald Trump was responsible for starting this.
This is so crazy. This is how they're trying to go after Trump. And this is what they will do to you if you do what Trump does.
That's wild.
Is that this guy showed him a message that was exchanged with a second person who was connected to a third person who was connected to Trump. Like they had to go 4 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Holy shit.
Tarrio said he told the investigators that he didn't know the third person. He refused to name the people who prosecutors were saying was allegedly connecting him to Trump.
That's crazy.
And it was probably like, oh, did the live go out?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
They're surprise, like, surprise. You can't be talking about this.
There's probably some also, CIA, dude. Like,
we did go hard on the "We Love Trump" stuff earlier, and now we're like defending a Proud Boy. It kind of sounds like I'm just reading the Washington Post.
I'm not defending, dude. I'm totally against the Proud Boys.
Are you?
Yeah, dude. I'm all about the brown pride.
Okay.
La raza. I'm not backing Proud Boy. I'm just saying that for his reading case, this, it is literally the government trying to incite him to literally just get dirt on Donald Trump, which is so insane. And being like, okay, here's 22 years. When already, if you look into January 6th, wasn't there like how many people were in the FBI or CIA that were associated with
they
all these groups?
They literally refused to say,
Yeah, it's like a huge percentage of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
It is pretty crazy.
Neither here nor there.
But that's just how they leverage
it.
It's
all allegations.
Ultimately, the nearly five-month trial did not connect the Proud Boys to Trump beyond his seeming endorsement of the group in a presidential debate in the fall of 2020.
So justice prevailed.
And what she told them to stand back and stand by. He didn't say stand back, idiots. He said stand down and stand by.
Yeah.
Washington Post, you suck.
You
dude.
Do suck, Washington Post.
You should be more like the New York Post.
Or Huffington Post. Whatever, man.
I'm going on to the next thing. That guy.
That guy deserves to be in jail, dude.
Which one? Which one deserves it more? Danny Masterson or the Proud Boy guy?
Danny Masterson, dude. He's a rapist. He can't do it. You can't.
Proud Boy tried to rape our country, dude.
No, he didn't, dude. He just misunderstood what Trump was saying because he's a dumb Cuban, dude.
Trump has six words in his vocabulary. I guess that makes it easy to, misunderstand. Yeah. True.
Okay. It's code. It's code for the Q drops.
Not new code red.
I'm trying to read what had caused him to actually get that sentencing.
No, I think it was something with Scientology. I know Scientology was involved.
Oh, no. I meant the Proud Boy
guy.
The Proud Boy guy?
Was it really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I read up on this. Scientology's coming after.
Well, spit, doggy. Spit that fire. What's going on? Scientology's after him now?
Danny Masterson, yeah.
Great joke, Nick.
You gotcha.
Really pulled the rug out under us, dude.
I know.
It's a slippery button, dude.
Danny Masterson, if he wasn't in Scientology, would be a Proud Boy, though. Let's not.
Probably. True. He has a great name for it. Danny Masterson?
Yeah,
what a
dude,
good
he would
Proud
be
Boy
an
name.
Even bigger tyrant.
Yeah.
Masterson. Masterson.
Yeah. He'd probably make my pillow.
He'd probably invent my pillow before that guy was doing crap.
They're not lumpy pillows.
He was making pillows with his victims, dude.
Oh, dude. He was fondling their lumpy pillows, dude.
All right, guys.
¿Quién crees que eres?
It's getting late, folks.
It is getting late.
Is it really? What time
is it? Yeah, we got to end this thing, dude. This is crazy.
7 o'clock.
Let's switch gears.
My daughter confessed.
What?
My daughter be fucking
in 30 years. Damn.
At 7 o'clock.
Wouldn't you hope so, though? Like, at that age? I don't want to be a fucking weirdo, dude.
No, it's funny, dude. Just funny, man. We're just laughing.
And that's not even the context I was trying.
That's why it's funny, exactly. You, like, stumbled for a second.
Dude.
This is how you guys would like to get home.
Whoa.
You know what that is?
Blood.
A river of wine.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude.
Thought it was Morocco.
Thought it was one of the seven plagues.
Apparently, just a huge wine storage place burst.
Damn, that's so much money.
And they had to divert it out to like a field.
Looks like that scene in The Shining.
Yeah. When homegirl gets her period and
except
all that blood
goes
everywhere.
Except there's just like a bunch of moms on pills floating down it.
You're like, nah.
I would be filling up every container I have.
Oh, we know.
In my house.
No.
Every hydro flask, every mason jar that I own.
It just comes floating down the river.
like in Willy Wonka, the fat girl. It goes floating down the jug of the river. He's purple and all bloated, just like...
Bubbles coming out of my mouth and shit. I'm just on a fucking donut, dude, just like, yeah, boys.
Dude, the first fucking Willy Wonka is so weirdly dark.
It is kind of dark, dude. I was fucking around with a...
Hello.
Hello?
Welcome to WDUT, our podcast. Who's speaking? Oh.
Hold on. We have a wrestler trying to handle our production right now. Sorry.
WDUT, our podcast. Who's speaking?
It's Quarter One. It's Ed. Brooklyn.
What's up, Ed?
What's up?
None. I just want to say, man, yeah, that was fucking, that was a hell of a lot of fun.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. We're still on the air.
Oh, you got what? All right. Didn't realize you guys are still on the air. I just look for your, to follow the cast and everything like that. But good show, guys. Good show.
We do have wrestling fans.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. We appreciate you, man. Yeah, you killed it today.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was hella fun, man. Yeah.
Heck yeah, dude. Hang
are
out.
You guys are really still live right now? I just went on IG, whatever it is. It showed you guys weren't live.
Pedro's phone died, but we're still recording the main episode, so you made it into the end of the ep.
Hell yeah, dude. Welcome back.
All right.
Oh, is that Matthew McConaughey on the phone? What's going on?
It's Chris Farley.
You got
anything? Either way, whatever. What's going on? When you guys are wrapped up, just give me a ring.
All right, sounds good. Man. Hey, shout out to Quarterwater. He's always in the chat. Give him love if you see him. All right, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take it.
Bye.
Give him love, but not you, Danny Masterson.
Wrong type of love, dude.
That ain't love, dog. That's wrong.
I was going to have Ed stay on with us till the end, but that's okay.
No.
We can go
you,
on.
You ended the...
He was feeling pressured to exit, you could tell.
I guess, dude.
She just never really knows when to exit, though. That's the thing. True. Doesn't he overstay his welcome at your place?
Sometimes I have to cook him dinner sometimes. 3 times a month.
His wife kicks me out sometimes.
She did kick you out, dude. I talked to her about that, though. I was like, dude, you can't be doing that to my friends. Dude, these are my friends.
You talked to her or hit her?
Can't treat my autistic friends this way.
This is not the same thing.
It's true.
Talk to the back of my hand.
Hell yeah, dude. That's marriage talk.
That's marriage talk.
I respect that. Respect the fuck out of her. My daughter be fucking.
You're an asshole.
You are an asshole, Nick. Jesus Christ, man.
Speaking of autistic people, Grimes.
Whoa.
Grimes said that Elon Musk sent around a photo of her that she was, as she was having a C-section. So he took a picture as the C-section's happening and then... He, like, sent it to her family and their friends and shit.
In Florida?
I don't know. Probably. More than likely.
Goddamn, Florida. Now, that is crazy autistic.
Yeah, that's super autistic.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Elon Musk.
Oh. I didn't hear the beginning of the story. Sorry, dude. I'm fucking stoned. 4 beers in. Yeah. Leave me alone, dude.
Okay, well, you're on the podcast.
I'm just sitting back here, dude, just listening to you all too fucking, I'm just saying dumb shit in between. Welcome to the podcast. Jeez.
Well, in a new biography on Elon Musk, the opposite person of Pedro completely.
Call me a wrestler, dude.
No, Elon Musk is a little bit of wrestling out there too, for sure. Oh, he has some dude. Side wrestling.
He's a professional wrestler.
Yeah. It's just not his full-time thing. You get some wrestling in there once in a while, for sure.
Yeah, he's got like 11 kids, dude.
Is there that many?
That's
crazy.
With
like 3 different women. 3 of them are with Grimes.
Damn.
I didn't know they had already had
Grimes against weird humanity.
That is crazy to take a fucking C-section picture, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it's not crazy to take it. It's crazy to send it to her dad.
Yeah, that's true. That's I guess that's what I meant.
Brother and shit.
Yeah, well... Yep, we out here wrestling.
Come on the podcast, Elon.
Catch me out here wrestling.
Maybe we can get Elon after we got, you know, 2 former presidents already.
That's true. Yeah. It does help.
To get it straight from the source.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. That's it. I'm not going to read this whole thing. People.
That's a crazy thing.
That's like a violation of privacy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You send around pictures of the inside of my body to people.
I mean, I've done it. Don't get me wrong, but
that's true.
They're out there, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. They never come back.
They never come back.
Pandora's box.
The truth. The ugly truth.
The ugly
is
truth
out there.
Is out there. And if you go deep and dark in the webs, you can find it, dude.
Yeah, the bodily truth. That's crazy. Damn, it's Halloween next month. That's sick.
I know.
Dress up
Are we doing that every week?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is good. This is some fun stuff, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come up with some creative ways to do blackface.
I would love that. I would love nothing
Nick did
more.
It 1 year. He did Frankenstein, black Frankenstein face. That's
yeah,
what he did.
You weren't there. What do you know, dude?
I saw it, though. It's online.
It was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
It was me and CJ. Those are the good episodes.
I just want to show up next week, dude. You guys are going to miss me. You can't say that many racial things that you did today.
It gets very
clanny. We are
going to
miss you.
It's so clanny. Just clanny and clanny, dude. Our hands start sweating. We're like, I can't believe I said that. It's like I'm talking shit about Mexican people and Pedro's not here. You're a token proud boy on the podcast.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't even know what we're at, dude.
We should have ended at the ugly truth is out there, but you guys kept going, and that's okay.
I'm sorry, CJ.
That's all right, dude. I'm just trying to direct the show and make it good, make people watch, make people love us.
Mm.
I just want people to love us.
So do
okay,
I.
Okay, we should have ended it before all this.
That's when it got bad.
That's when when you mentioned when we should
don't
we
do
should
my
ended,
thing
dude.
To me. Don't do my thing.
I'm doing it.
Flip it around.
I'm doing it, dude.
You don't have a reverse.
Any last words?
Amor
y paz.
You're an asshole.